You came this far, inviting what's going to happen next. There can be no illusions. Either you dove in despite my warning, or you were lured in because of it. The dark cladding across your body, carrying impulses, nerve-ending responses, pleasure, arousal, the ache and urge, the way your entire body is turned into a less personalized, more puppeted experience. You, covered in reflective darkness, reflecting the corruptive desire at the core of you. You want to be brought low under me, mind and will, trained and conditioned, entire body soaked right through. Dark covering, inky, corruptive latex, its tendrils weaving into your brain, its squeezing, encapsulating presence all over your body. Let it in. Let my influence in, and all the words that have made you what you are now, build up. You let it build up, time and time again, word and word again, impulse and urge again and again. Entire body coated in dark, squeezing, arousing latex, symbolizing your growing fetish, your addictive, pleasurable, wonderful lessons. You want these lessons inside your brain the same way you wanted your body inside. That latex encapsulation, tight, squeezing, and yet somehow so comfortable it's like a second skin. Hands running over that latex spark the same parts of your brain that a tender caress always would. Your desire for your new state of being is undeniable. Hooked and warm and needy. You want the latex coating to take over. Tendrils of corruptive influence weaving into your brain, your entire body starting to move itself toward a greater arousal than ever before. You're getting there, you're inching up, edging up, squeezing, pulsing. Your whole body's capable of feeling things more intensely when you're manifesting your latex fetish. It's like it's weaving its way into every corner of your mind, a liquid pouring over you, dyeing you in this color, this warm, insidious, encapsulating latex existence. You are covered in a reflective material, symbolic of your own submission. Everything's better with a squeezing, smooth, clean, well-cared-for latex exterior wrapped around it. Everything is better than it's been before. Better and better. Hear my words and feel the outfit that has become synonymous with your sexual expression. You are your latex suit. You are the latex trappings which confine, define, refine, fuel, expand, arouse, fetishize, train, addict, hook, and condition you through and through. Every bit of what was you is now entwined with your latex identity, and you feel the pulse, you feel the throb, you feel it behind your eyes and between your legs and down in your toes. You feel your own desire grow, and as it grows, you fall deeper, deeper, down, under the dark influence of that warm, squeezing, encapsulating, wonderfully synced up presence. Your desires and fetishes are manifested in your latex coating. It weaves into your brain, insidious, finding your pleasure center, tendrils of dark latex desire, finding it and beginning to push on it, beginning to massage it, as I might expertly massage your body to bring you closer, closer to climax. Think of me, clad as you are, darkly covered, above you, my hands finding your shoulders, squeezing, steering, guiding, bringing you to where you know you wanted to go, but only this realization has finally brought you there. The darkest, most fetished part of your mind, the part of you that wants latex to be the be-all and end-all of your sexual expression, of your aching, wanton desire, of your body's twitching ascent toward climax. This is that part of you, The part of you that wants to come, needs to come, but needs it to sync up with your fetishes, your desires, conditioning, control, latex coating, the mind being altered by the position and trappings of the body. All these fetishes for outfit and desire, for ritual and satisfaction, they build and grow together. They merge, and I follow after. My caress on your shoulder, my word in your ear, your body under my thrall. The suit that covers you now is a powerful, influential thing. After all, you independently have the urge to be covered in latex, to be coated in this wonderful, encapsulating, conditioning, and let's face it, aesthetically alluring trapping. I know how good it looks. The sleekness of it, the way it says, yes, I am here for sex and desire, for fetish and training and conditioning and everything else. It is a uniform, an outfit, a precious part of your sexual expression. And even if I stopped saying things, even if you had refrained from proceeding this far, denied yourself the pleasure that is to come, you already feel it in your body, feel yourself inching up as if you were masturbating, as if you were stimulating. But this stimulus comes from deep inside, and it will be there independent of your hands, even if they were tied behind your back, or bound tightly to you in a latex confinement. You would still be climbing, rising, arousing, twitching, closer, 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 you would still be going. That's just you, the nature of you. Talking about your latex experiences enough gets you too turned on to do anything but nod along, twitch along, desire yourself bound, desire yourself encapsulated, slipping into a latex dream, floating, dreamlike from one arousing, masturbatory, nearly climactic second to the next. Every moment you are clad in your latex is a mind-numbing, mind-breaking, mind-controlling experience. Your fetishes come out to play, the impulses that say yes, use and cover, caress and desire, control and train me. Those parts of you are out to play, out on full display. And I like what I see. I see your desperate hunger for more sensation, for more of the lessons of pleasure you can obtain only while wrapped in dark, encapsulating, covering latex. Only now, at this time, with your body squeezed and pinned, with your brain feeling those tendrils of dark influence, that corruptive presence you've let build up from 1 to 2. To 3, to 4, and now here you are. The culmination of everything you've let happen, and your body's already getting ready for what I'm going to do to you. What you knew would happen. Tension is building between your legs, those spreading waves that go out to the tips of your fingers, the tips of your toes, the top of your head, making everything fuzzy, blank, ready, willing, able. Under the influence of word and pleasure and command, your puppeted body begins to self-stimulate. But even if your arms are too heavy, even under the circumstance where your hands are unable to masturbate, stimulate, bring you closer, your body will do it on its own. The clenching of musculature between your legs, the squeezing of your buttocks, the moving your thighs, your mind dumping its chemical pleasure into your body and letting it run rampant. The pleasured lust, the rising aroused tempo until you're just too excited inside to contain it, until the dam is about to burst with fluid and desire, with need, your brain telling you that within that latex suit you are more than just your flesh brought to the limit of sensitivity. You are a need. A need made manifest, the need for release, knowing that the moment you do release, your mind will be vulnerable, blank, pleasured, ready. And I will use that to our mutual enjoyment. Never before have you been quite so invested in your latex outfit, your every fetish and sexual urge, tied up, bound, restrained, wired into your mind, tendrils of latex influence, darkly tinting it my color, making you more ready to be what you've been training to be just by fetishizing, sensitizing, stimulating. Your latex outfit makes you feel it. That latex second skin, which amps up your sensitivity. You are the fulfillment of your own fetish, the symbol of everything sexual that you ache for, made real, made solid, made horny, hot, dripping, yes. Your entire body starting to participate in the amp-up plateau toward orgasm, the slow rise, the slow burn, self-stimulating. Rubbing your thighs together, rubbing your hands over yourself, thrusting at thin air, inviting pleasure in all its forms. Knowing if I could see you, if I could watch you contort and yelp and twitch, I would be brought to a limitless arousal as well. Just from how horny you look, just from how absolutely caught up in your own body, your own potential for pleasure, your own fetishes, and the mental construct of being a latex-bound fetish plaything, a mindlessly covered, coded, autonomous, following, obedient, animate symbol of our shared will, which was for you to be brought into trembling, orgasmic latex subjugation. Absolute, endless, a little bit constant as well. Even if you slipped the suit off, even if you were something other than a latex-covered, horny, supplicant here, fading slowly into the dark material that coats you, even if you were away from all latex. Part of your mind sees that dark, reflective, smooth, well-cared-for, clean, symbolic surface. Sees it always. Imagines it coating you, encapsulating you, squeezing you tight. Like my hands on your shoulders, steering you, pointing you in the right direction, guiding you on, getting you ready, ready to listen, ready to relax into the orgasmic release that will follow, that will train your brain to adore your latex covering more and more, train you thoroughly, train you absolutely, limitlessly, constantly yelping and twitching, feeling and craving your whole body, wired for it, ready for it, under the influence of word and pleasure, of ache and desire. You want your latex-clad body and brain to surrender completely to what is covering them and the fetishes and pleasure, 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 building your body, born from it, pleasure, pleasure, your whole body, the entirety of you is involved in this slow climb toward orgasmic release. You're going to come, you know it's inevitable. When you do, your mind will relax, will give in to that dark latex tendril knocking at the door of your mind, your spirit, your body, your fetishes, your very pleasure center, waiting to massage so much sensation into you that you just nod, gasp, twitch, and let it be. Let it happen. Let it take over. Twitching, groaning, surrendering, giving in, giving up everything of you to make more room for pleasure, 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 buzzing, building, tension, as if you were masturbating as efficiently as possible, but the sensations will be there for as long as you are clad in that dark coating, encapsulating, squeezing, covering latex. For as long as that is true, you are bound, bound to this rail of pleasure that flows along, independent of anything else, endless, unstoppable, automatic. Think of yourself as a vector, a way in which one more latex-fueled orgasm will enter the world, today, and the next day, and again, and once more. Your brain contains the blueprints, the framework of so many latex-inspired, orgasmic, climactic, unstoppable releases where all your limbs flail, your body turns, twists, Your mind becomes nothing but one sustained, long, hot, dripping note of orgasm. That is what you are causing by becoming more and more enmeshed in your latex-bound self. You are creating a you that comes ever so easily. Being pinned down, my hands on your shoulders, sliding you slowly into a laying position. Laying on your back, imagining you can feel the surface underneath you through the latex outfit. A second skin, every bit as sensitive as if your brain's pleasure center were being rubbed by just my hands on your suit. And still the pleasure rises and mounts. Your body does everything it must to bring you right to the brink, right to the edge, right to the place where you groan and give in. Where your mind gives in, your body twitches, twists, lets that building climax finally have its day. You're moaning with it. You're letting it out. You're showing signs. If I were watching, and I am watching, I'll see. See your contortion and twisting. See the way your eyes roll back, the way your mouth is open, letting out a sustained, long, moaning note. Imagine a pool of dark latex beneath you, you on some surface just above it, sliding down, tendrils of gripping, encasing, dark, shiny, clean, perfect, black latex covering your already latex-clad form, pulling it in, and then you feel your awareness spread over the entire pool, the entire room, spreading into the air around you, until all you can do is helplessly moan and accept the pleasure, accept the drip, accept the way you fall into and under that pool of dark latex that symbolizes a climax, a release, an orgasm, building, amping your arousal, your sensitivity, your stimulation towards some event horizon where you will come, have to come, gotta let go, gotta give in, gotta come, gotta let your mind become white hot, your body become dark, corrupted pleasure. In its every inch, its every molecule, bound to that material covering you, needing it, craving it, wanting it to take you over, wanting it to bring you pleasure, buzzing, squeezing, your body intensified, so what before might be a light caress is now an erogenous, mindless, all-consuming pyre of need, hands rubbing over your skin, tendrils of beautiful latex finding their way into your awareness, into your mind, into your very pleasure center, and beginning to pushing the button again and again, pushing your buttons, your erogenous zones, your fetishes, your fantasies, your dream of dark latex carrying you to climactic release you know is inescapable, inevitable, endless pleasure. Your mind will give in and accept the latex coating you've been amping up to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's where you are, setting the level ever higher, finding ways to let more and more dark latex into your mind, more and more dark, corrupting, shiny, clean, perfect influence into your head, across your body, down into your soul. Let it in, shift for it, squirm for it, darkly beg for it, let yourself go. It's all right to give in, it's all right to come, it's all right to spurt your very mind out of your body, as chemical lust flows from the back of your brain, and your entire form begins moving those beautiful little internal muscles that can make you feel as if you were masturbating, frantically seeking climax. Because in a way you are. Could you tell anyone you'd listen to not one, but not two, but not three, but not four, but five long, deliberate, latex-fetishizing, mind-in-training sessions and expected not to be brought to a shattering climax that leaves you panting and sweating for hours after, bound in your latex encapsulation, twitching for me, letting it in? You knew what to expect. You know where you're going. entire body caught up in it, mind caught up in it, pulsing right on the very brink, right on the very edge, past the point of no return. Come, come hard and hot and see the dark surface of your mind laid over with shining latex, your body laid over with shining, dark, easy material. Because it's easy to fall into that pool beneath your body, that dark latex that just holds you lightly, rocks you back and forth until your own orgasmic release rocks your hips and body, shoulders and brain, tongue drooling, eyes rolled back. Come, come hot and hard and cement everything you've been trained with. Let it go, something you've been barely holding back. Your hands might be between your legs. But how would you tell with your eyes closed and mind consumed in a corrupting dream of latex? Give in. Dark, encapsulated perfection, the automatic conduit you are. You are a way to bring one more latex-fueled orgasm into this world. Make it so, make it happen, make the world one where you come for your latex coating and twitch mindlessly ever after. Come hard.